This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is John Jetter, music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony. The symphony season, concert number two, is the 22nd of October.
Is that right? Is correct.
It's a Saturday, as is always the case.
And we're changing gears quite a bit from the first concerts.
It's Sibelius, you had Stravinsky.
That's right. And now we're doing a concert with Cherish the Ladies. They are a terrific Celtic Irish ensemble. It's typically five ladies who come and perform. They sing. There's dancing. There's terrific Celtic flute and harp and percussion. And these folks are terrific. It's great that they're going to be here.
I've known about them for the past 3 or 4 years, but they've been an ensemble for 20, 25 years, I think.
25 years.
25.
They have made numerous recordings. Their list of accomplishments. I mean, they've been recognized as the best musical group of the year by the BBC, top North American Celtic group, entertainment group of the year in Ireland or for Irish Voice newspaper, international Celtic group of the year. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Thistle and Shamrock plays them all the time. And they've worked with James Taylor and Joan Baez, Emmylou Harris. I mean, the Chieftains, the list goes on. They're really recognized as the premier Irish ensemble. And they do a great evening of music, Irish favorites, Celtic favorites, as well as some of their other pieces. And their program includes pieces like The Homesteaders, The Ballad of the Fox Hunter, Loftus Jones, The Cat's Meow. There's Bonkers and Yonkers. Does not sound like a traditional Celtic piece, but it's pretty cool.
Highway to Kilkenny.
Yes, Highway to Kilkenny and many others. And there's all sorts of stuff. They're performing, they're dancing. There's all sorts of different instruments that they use. And they do a fantastic show. And we're really lucky to have them, I think, in the region. And they're doing that. And then that's with symphony orchestra. And then the symphony is also going to be performing music from far away, probably a little bit from Angela's Ashes, mm-hmm. which I know was not a very upbeat film, but there's some real pretty music in it, actually, which ties into this program. The English Folk Song Suite of Vaughan Williams' version of Greensleeves. A lot of really nice things on this program.
Far and Away, Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
And what I seem to remember, I've only seen that movie once, but there was a lot of a sweeping sort of score because it was
exactly.
landscapes and...
Exactly. There's also a lot of Celtic fiddling in it. So it's a really, it's a terrific score. And he's quite an amazing... John Williams, the music is, which of course everyone knows and loves, it's pretty amazing. And one of the things I liked about having that and a little bit of music from Angela's Ashes is just the difference in style.
Well, true, because you can get yourself in this idea that Celtic music is one thing. And that's as ridiculous as saying American music is one thing.
Exactly.
It's a wide scope.
There's a wide range of things. So we're really looking forward to having them come. I think the orchestra is real excited about doing it, too. That's on the 22nd of October. It's a Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center in downtown Fort Smith.
Now, the season's going. It's just not concerts you do.
That's right. We do other things. So after this concert in October, it's true we do not have a symphony concert in November. But for two full weeks in November, the very first week and the very last week, the Fort Smith Symphony String Quartet is doing their annual Symphony in the Schools performance presentations. The quartet has been doing this for, I think 12 years. They visit 40 to 45 schools in the River Valley, eastern Oklahoma. And they go in there and do these performance presentations. They'll play some classical music and some film music and some jazz. And it's a chance to be up close and very personal, interactive with fifth grade students. And it's been a great program. It's been really successful. And the quartet, every year, they always do a great job. But what's so great is they've been doing it for so long that they do different things every year. And the kids get more into it every year, it seems like, even though it's always different kids. And we do this with fifth graders. And, of course, all of these fifth graders when they're in sixth grade, come to hear the Fort Smith Symphony for Earquake. Mm-hmm. So they have 2 years of...
And so then maybe in seventh grade, there's some interest.
That's exactly right. They can do orchestra or band. So that's a great thing. Also in November, on Wednesday, November 9th, we are doing a symphony friendraiser, not a fundraiser, a friendraiser, at Hardscrabble Country Club from 11:30 to 1. It's music and lunch. Fort Smith Symphony String Quartet will be performing. There will also be a mini recital by UA Fort Smith faculty, Jenny Law and Catherine White. Jenny Law's pianist. Catherine White mm-hmm. is a soprano. And they'll be doing kind of a mini vocal performance. And it's a chance to learn more about the symphony. Very low-key. And people can get more information about that calling the Fort Smith Symphony at 452-7575.
That's at Hardscrabble.
That's at Hardscrabble. It's a Wednesday lunch. You could come in and lunch will be there. And it's a nice event. It's a more of a intimate setting. And it's something that we're doing more and more of.
I like that in the middle of the week.
Exactly. Exactly. And folks, you know, there are a lot of folks who can get off work or folks who don't work mm-hmm. are able to do it. And I think it'll be a fun opportunity. And Catherine White's a terrific vocalist. We've had her perform with the symphony, and having the quartet there will be a lot of fun. So we've got that. And yeah, and then the next concerts we'll talk about later with Jubilant Sykes in December.
For Christmas, yes.
Christmas. I can't believe we're even thinking about it. It's okay. We even, we approved about a month ago our 12-13 season. So this idea of always working in advance, we always do that. That's just what you have to do, I think, to be in this business.
FortSmithSymphony.org.
That's the website. Yeah, you can get lots of information there. And call us for tickets. And I think Cherish the Ladies will be a terrific program. And we're excited about being in the schools, as we always are. And I think this lunch thing on the 9th will be lunch thing. I think at this time we don't have a title for it yet, but I think it'll be a really nice afternoon. And we're just going to keep doing stuff. We have a great season.
That's good.
And terrific support, and the tickets are going real strong, and we're just real we're lucky to be doing what we're doing.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
John Jeter is the music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony.